I'd like to formally welcome you tonight to this special meeting of the Serf Coast Shire. My name is Rose Hodge and I'm the Mayor of the Serf Coast Shire, and I'd firstly like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where we meet today and pay respects to their elders past and present, and also acknowledge all the citizens of the Serf Coast Shire. The purpose of the meeting tonight, for the one item of business outlined in tonight's agenda. So we'll move into that. Could I have Councillor McKittrick, would you like to do the pledge of councillors, if you'd all stand?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As councillors, we carry out our responsibilities with diligence and integrity and make fair decisions of lasting value for the wellbeing of the community and the environment.
Thank you, Councillor McKittrick. Are there any apologies for tonight?
Yes, Madam Mayor, Councillor McGregor and Councillor Goldsworthy, and I think Councillor Bell's already on leave.
Thank you. Will you like to move that, Councillor?
I'd like to move that.
And a seconder? Thank you, Councillor McKittrick. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Thank you. Any conflicts of interest on this item, councillors? No? All right, so we'll move straight into the agenda, and we are discussing tonight the planning permit application of 2 to 4 Geelong Road and 48 to 50 Bell Street, Lumley Close. Councillors, do I have a motion on this? A mover?
I'll move the recommendation, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor McKittrick. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Councillor Duke. Councillor McKittrick.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As you know, planning is probably one of the most difficult issues for council in regards to making decisions. They're very complex and they can be emotional both for the applicant and for those it affects. And this is one of those particular planning applications. A site within Torquay that needs development, and then an applicant has come forward with a vision for that development. But unfortunately, in the eyes of a significant number of people in our community, 136 submitters, which is some significant submissions against the development proposal, and 2-4 that, of course, council need to take on board all the issues, listen to that community. Officers have significant amount of work to do in regards to ensuring that each and every part of that planning process is undertaken and doesn't breach the actual zones and the overlays, and it's quite a complex situation with how to determine an application. In this case, the council has determined that there are 11 issues regarding this application, including serious heights of 12 metres, huge form, 5 storeys in an area which also doesn't have sufficient car parking. There are a number of issues around the issues relating to neighbours, the issue around parking, traffic flow, availability to other neighbours in regards to being able to access their properties, issues around emergency service access. So there's quite a number of issues in regards to this application that council feel is not in the spirit of the overall view of Torquay, and there are several breaches of the current planning application or planning guidelines. Form, size, it's an impressive building, but is that the position for the building in that area? And obviously it's not. We would really like to work with developers and work with owners in bring an application that can be looked upon, worked through, and get a outcome that's workable for not only the community but within the guidelines that are set through the Planning and the Environmental Act. So I'm urging council at this stage, in result of the 11 areas that need to be modified or need to be changed, that this council rejects the application on this occasion, and hopefully we can work with the developers in the future to provide a building and an area there for use that engages with the feel of Torquay. It's a prime spot, Great Ocean Road, and there needs to be some development and some work with council to ensure we have a building there that suits the coastal, not only the coastal area and the coastal view, but also undertakes guidelines and is within the guidelines of the Planning Act.
Thank you, Councillor McKittrick. Councillor Duke.
Thank you, Councillor McKittrick. Just a couple of other things. You mentioned the 12 metre high. It's actually 19.65 metres high, five stories in a two-storey area. It's way too high. It shouldn't have been even considered there, but they've got the opportunity to bring this into us, to show it to us, so which is good. But I've also been in the emergency services, looked at the emergency side of the entrance into Lumley Lane and those properties at the back there. There's no emergency vehicles could get down to those properties if they went through that way entrance, so it's very dangerous for the people with those properties on Bell Street there, the rear entrance of them. So, yeah, I agree with Councillor McKittrick and object to it.
Thank you. Did any other councillors like to speak on this one? Councillor Wellington.
Thanks very much, Madam Mayor. I think this is the wrong place for a development like this. I think it's quite an attractive building, actually. I think it's really quite lovely to look at, but not in that spot. People are entitled to amenity where they live and not to be disturbed. It's not just the size and the scale of this building, it's the activities that will be conducted in it as well. So, you know, there'll be noise and traffic and various impositions on adjacent residential lots. And I'm a bit surprised that it has got to this point, I have to be honest. It puts communities through a lot of stress and anxiety and a lot of work and a lot of time to come and put their case, and can be quite... I've been through that myself and I know what it's like, and it can feel quite oppressive and you start to wonder, you know, why it's happening. So I probably would have preferred that we had a proposal that was more in keeping with the scale of the neighbourhood from the get-go, and then be talking about things on the margins rather than talking about a massive development in a very inappropriate location. So I do think it's a very attractive building. Somewhere else it'll look really nice, no doubt be quite functional, but not there. Thank you, Madam.
Thank you, Councillor Wellington. Councillor Smith.
Yes, I won't say anything about the merit or otherwise of the architecture on the building, but what I will say is I think this is the third matter that's come to us where developers have put things to us that we actually have to hear and we have to listen to and we have to spend time on, and you, the community, have to spend time on and consider, that doesn't actually meet the guidelines or the planning scheme that we have in place. And there's a reason why we have that scheme and those guidelines and those overlays in place, and that's because it talks to what we want to see in our areas. And again, this is going to be another place where, until we get something that actually meets the requirements and all the overlays and our guidelines, until we get something that meets that, I think we'll actually sit there and we'll wait and we'll just see a vacant block. And I think there'll be plenty of people in the community that will be really pleased to see that and wait.
Thank you. Before I ask you to close, Councillor McKittrick, I'd just like to thank the staff making sure that this special meeting was going ahead. If we'd left it seven more days, it would have been over the 60 days. So we had to. This is why we called a special meeting, because I think it's very important that the council actually makes a decision before the developers think about perhaps taking it to VCAT. So thank you to the officers and all that involved. Now, Councillor McKittrick, would you like to close?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor.
No. Okay, then I'll put the vote. All those in favour of the recommendations? The motion is carried. Thank you very much. Since that was the only one agenda item, I now call the meeting closed at 6:09. Thank you, everyone, for coming.